following program is a presentation of the Flypod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Did You Know Show. I am your host, Alex Parnuk, and together we'll attempt to resolve some of the most complex problems on the planet, but in a very common sense sort of way, something that seems to be sorely missing in this age of media information overload. In doing this show, one would ask, why have I committed myself to this task? The plain and simple answer is, I want to get information to you that seems to be missing and not provided in the old media. So join me in the show through your interaction by providing comments, suggestions, and if necessary, criticism when you don't agree. You can contact me at shout@theflypod.com. Welcome. This show features an agency of the executive branch of government that everyone knows, but that everyone knows very little of what it actually does, how it does it, when it does it, where it does it, and that agency is the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency. This agency, as most people know, is cloaked in secrecy. Yes, we know who the director is and that the agency is spread throughout the world, collecting data and intel on all kinds of stuff, the stuff that movies are made of. But the secrecy aspect even hides the number of employees this agency has, cloaked in suits and uniforms of secret classifications. When one thinks of becoming an employee of the agency or company, as it is often referred to, that is not a secret. In fact, it is quite accurately described on its webpage. The potential employee has to have a college degree with a minimum grade point average of 3.0. That person must be able to pass a polygraph test, a medical examination, as well as rigorous background checks. And finally, nope, you can't live close to home unless your home is Langley, Virginia, because all employees are required to relocate except those that are in country contract personnel that the agency uses. CIA employees often work for the agency, but in their role are listed and identified as working for other companies or agencies of the government in their mission to protect this nation. The agency's primary location is Langley, Virginia, and this name has come to represent the CIA. When talking about where you work, when you mention Langley, you know you're in the CIA. But work sites are spread throughout the whole world. You name it, and there probably is a CIA employee nearby, but not working under the name of the CIA, but under the guise of some other nondescript occupation or governmental unit. The Central Intelligence Agency was originally formed by an act of Congress. Prior to this, the spy business was handled by individual branches of the military on an ad hoc as needed basis relating to intelligence. During World War II, the OSS, or Office of Strategic Services, handled intelligence requirements for the United States government. After World War II in 1945, President Truman signed Executive Order 9621, which split the functions of the OSS into two branches, handled on the one side by the Department of State and on the other by the Department of War. In 1946, President Truman formed the Central Intelligence Group, which would be the precursor to the CIA, which was officially formed and created under the National Security Act of 1947. This act created the agency and the Director of Central Intelligence, who would serve as the head of the intelligence agency. This original empowering legislation was modified by the passage of the Intelligence Reform and Terrorism Act of 2004, which added an additional bureaucratic oversight layer with the creation of the Director of National Intelligence, to whom the director of the CIA reports to. Yes, folks, an additional level of bureaucracy. But that story will have to be the subject of yet another Did You Know show. The director of the CIA has the responsibility for running this organization. This CIA collects intelligence through human and other sources. This data is then correlated and evaluated as to its relevance to national security and is then disseminated to appropriate bodies. At its inception, the director of the CIA briefed the president directly, but with the advent of the Director of National Intelligence, the CIA director reports not to the president, but to the Director of National Intelligence, which is now the gathering place for all intel. Now, before we delve too deeply into this agency, I believe it appropriate to discuss that intelligence collecting and the spy business started long, long ago in world history. Even in the Bible, we find that Moses, leading the Israelites out of Israel, sent 12 spies into the land of Canaan to scout the area and its inhabitants. After Moses' death, his right-hand man Joshua sent 2 spies into the city of Jericho to discover weaknesses in that city's fortifications. Even from our own history relating to the Revolutionary War, George Washington, our first commander-in-chief, used spies to help decide on the actions of the Continental Army and also to uncover the traitor Benedict Arnold. If you have some spare time or interest, look into the Culper, that's C-U-L-P-E-R, the Culper spy ring, and learn some fascinating history as to the Revolutionary War that you would most likely never read about or learned while taking American history in school. Now back to the CIA of today. It should be noted that the mission of the CIA is, and I quote from its website, preempt threats and further U.S. national security objectives by collecting intelligence that matters, producing objective all-source analysis, conducting effective covert actions as directed by the president, and safeguarding the secrets that help keep our nation safe. Quite a daunting task, you'd have to say. The CIA is currently divided into 4 component units with their own individual directors. They are the Directorate of Intelligence, Directorate of National Clandestine Service, Director of Science and Technology, and last, the Directorate of Support. These 4 units report directly to the Director of Central Intelligence, or the DCI. When looking at the CIA structure, one notices a similarity that has occurred in numerous other departments discussed previously. Under the primary leadership level, we find that the director of CIA has a large support staff. On their current webpage, we find that they list 7 separate levels of support for the DCI in the form of staffs. We have the Director of Public Affairs, Director of Human Resources, Protocol, Congressional Affairs, Legal Issues, Information Management, and lastly, Internal Oversight, and this is the Inspector General's Office for the CIA. Now, within the Office of the Director, you additionally have other staff, including a Deputy Director and an Executive Director. This upper level of the CIA directs the workings of the agency and provides feedback to the Director. I would be remiss if I didn't point out that in today's world of covering your backside, these sublevels handle that and every other aspect of the agency's activities, even though what the agency does is secret and should not be divulged to the general public, i.e. keeping us safe from the bad guys. Returning to the aforementioned 4 primary components, each of which are also subdivided into their individual assignments and groups, it should be noted that these descriptions are from the CIA's own website and are what one in the business would say, what the agency wants us to know. In compiling this rendition as to the CIA, what was available was other information and organizational charts that over the years have been declassified, and I believe the current information, although provided by the agency, in a general sense, does reflect how these components are structured and what it is that they do. The first of the 4 component units is the Directorate of Intelligence, hereafter referred to as DI, which is subdivided into 13 offices, and this is the largest segment. First, we have the CIA Crime and Narcotics Center, which collects and analyzes information on international narcotics trafficking and organized crime for policymakers and law enforcement community. The CIA Weapons Intelligence Nonproliferation and Arms Control Center, the Counterintelligence Center Analysis Group, the Information Operations Center Analysis Group, the Office of Asian Pacific, Latin American, and African Analysis, the Office of Collection Strategies and Analysis, the Office of Corporate Resources, the Office of Iraq Analysis, the Office of Near Eastern and South Asian Analysis, the Office of Policy Support, the Office of Russian and European Analysis. This one provides intelligence support on a large number of countries that have long been of crucial importance to the United States as allies or as adversaries and are likely to continue to occupy a key place in U.S. national security policy. the Office of Terrorism Analysis, and finally, the Office of Transnational Issues, applies unique functional expertise to access existing and emerging threats to U.S. national security and provides the most senior U.S. policymakers, military planners, and law enforcement with analysis, warning, and crisis support. The second office in this foursome is the National Clandestine Service. There is not much on this office, but from Wikipedia, we find that in the 50s and 60s, this office was called the Directorate of Plans. From the 70s to 2005, it was called the Directorate of Operations. We can surmise, for lack of different verbiage, this is the spook section with tentacles spread all around the world, conducting operations that are classified so highly that to know and speak the name of just that operation would place those operating in extreme hazard and could render you in jeopardy of prosecution in divulging secret information. The third office is the Office of Science and Technology. One would think that this office's responsibility would be science and technology, but in their own description, this unit's area of concern is far wider than meets the eye, delving into both human and electronic collection of information. Now, the last office is the Directorate of Support. This unit, in their own words, provides everything the CIA needs to accomplish its critical mission of defending our nation, serving side by side with other mission colleagues from the Directorate of Intelligence, the Directorate of Science and Technology, and the National Clandestine Service. This job ensures that all mission elements have everything they need for success and completion. These individual and separate units comprise the primary work of the Central Intelligence Agency. It would be easy to say that the Intelligence Directorate gets the info, the Clandestine Directorate does the dirty work, the Science and Technology Directorate provides the tools needed, and the Support Directorate handles the support role for these missions. Although this would be the easy way out, to compartmentalize and place the CIA into neat boxes, the reality is this would not adequately describe the CIA. An organization that is tasked and performs the mission that it does, this CIA has to have a level of integration and integrity that would be difficult to find anywhere else in the government. Now as to budget. Best estimates say that the intelligence budget is roughly $50 billion. And I would think in a government budget world in excess of $3.4 trillion, $50 billion is not too much to pay for our intelligence gathering unit and the safety of our country. Yes, only 1.4% of the total government budget is for intelligence. And finally, before I leave you, you may recall in the beginning my description of the CIA, I alleged to a bit of overdoing as to layers of bureaucracy in that the DCI does not report directly to the president and that the problem is compounded within the agency itself. I provide you a quote about the CIA from Newsweek. I quote, "Insiders say, starting with the layers upon layers of assistants to deputy assistants that clog the agency's chain of command, many agency old-timers are also dismayed that the CIA's core mission of spying on major adversaries seems to have been eclipsed by constant commando raids and drone strike against terrorist targets. All that, they contend, diverts the agency's finite resources, time, and attention from finding out what's really going on inside Vladimir Putin's Kremlin, China's weapons labs, or Iran's nuclear program." And listeners, this is not just a problem in the CIA. If you've been following my journey into the departments and entities of the U.S. government, you will recall that this problem, i.e. the growth of government, is system-wide and not just a problem in the CIA. Well, I hope you have enjoyed this brief rendition regarding the Central Intelligence Agency. Well, until next time in our next Did You Know show, keep your powder dry and your silver coins in your pocket.